DQ presents. Picture this. You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste bud tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces. Then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Hey, we're back in here. And Joe, real quick, I had my Facebook and a lot of emails filled up. The people wanted to have a shout-out real quick. So Chris, Keith, Sonino, Pastor Mark Valenti, Pastor Parks is in the hospital, Kathleen, Janet, Alexis, Bob, Adam, Pete, thank you for saying you're going to be listening tonight. We love you. We appreciate your radio. We're radio supported by you listeners. And Pastor Joe Larson, Pastor Parks, I talked to him a little bit today. He is really, really suffering with headaches, and he's got a lot of tests going on. Pastor Mark Valenti, my pastor, his wife Carla, she's got an incurable disease. My brother John's been battling with shingles on and off. His stomach's giving him trouble. And Kathleen up in Michigan with her vertigo, she's been fighting that left and right. And my boss, Nick Kariatakis, has been off work for a couple days. He's been having some rough, rough goes. Would you like to lead us in prayer for all these above, please?
I sure would, and we have so many more. Lord, there is so much need right now, and I can't even remember all the people that I should be praying for if I don't have my list. There are so many. The wonderful thing, dear Father, is you know all of these people. You know what is wrong with each and every one. And Lord, I would lift all these up, all those that Coach mentioned, all those that we have on the prayer list for the ministry, that you would just bless them in every conceivable way, that, Lord, if it be thy will, that you would just reach out and heal them, touch them with the power of your hand.
Amen.
And heal
them, yes.
And bring about a miracle healing. But, Lord, you may choose to use doctors and nurses, and you may choose to bring healing that way. And sometimes you are calling a person home, and we're asking for their recovery, and you're bringing them home to your kingdom. So, Lord, we always pray that if it be thy will, and, Lord, that you would have mercy, that you would just pour out your blessings. There is so much need in the world, and, Lord, we just we repent of the sin that's destroying this land. And most of these people that I know personally, the Coach knows, we know are your children, and have been born again and are true believers, and that, Lord, that you would especially look after those who are yours. I ask this in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen.
And one final thing. Folks, listen. These prosperity preachers and these people that come along and tell you all this stuff that you're not supposed to be sick, and that if you give great amounts of money, you know, God above all have all these blessings for you. Here's what the Bible says real quick in Psalms 34:19. Please remember this, okay? This is Coach's tip, but I get it right from God. Many, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Do you get it? Many are the afflictions of the righteous.
The righteous, amen.
But the Lord delivereth him of them all. And also, one more, Psalms 27:14. When we're sick, hey, man, I call out sometimes, and God doesn't heal me right off the bat. I might have to suffer for 5-10 days, but you know what? I get delivered. Now, here's why. Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Trust. Use your faith, and Joe will tell you, let go of your own understandings. And Joe, for the audience, sometimes God allows us to suffer so he can turn around while we're laying there, go through our garbage can in life, and mold us and let us to see sin and things the way we say, the things the way we think, people we associate. He lets us look at it through his lens so we can draw closer and have a better walk with him. Isn't that right?
That's right, and there's more, because his ways are always higher than ours, and sometimes he has reasons that we do not understand. He may take away something because of our pride. He may take away something and cause somebody to be crippled,
right,
so that other people can show their Christian love and have someone to care for. And like Jesus said, as you do to the least of these, my children, you do unto me. So sometimes he uses people in ways that are some things that we don't think of or look for.
And Joe, for the years you and I, I've been on with 15 years with you, and you and I did all kind of shows together. I've got 90% of everything that I've ever done on the radio with you guys. We've talked about before when you see all our world going crazy and everything else, and people say to me, there's no hope. Look at our government. Look at the what's going on with the homosexual community and abortion and all this. Wait a minute. Pastor Joe and his wife can take time out by the table. They can bow their heads and they can thank God. They can love one another. Well, you can go sit outside and look at the sky at nighttime. Look at the beautiful sunrise. We can still escape and find our joy because we're saved and we know Jesus. Isn't that the whole key to everything, Joe?
It is everything. That joy, that peace that surpasses all of human understanding. And most of us that are born again have, I should say all of us that I know, have joy in our heart because we are saved. And when this world is over, we will be spending eternity with our Lord and Savior.
Amen, man.
And in fact, we have a clip, don't we, that we're going to play that ties into some of this.
Oh, we got to thank Big Andrew. He's been doing a wonderful job spinning the dials, and he bailed me out tonight because I left my two songs at home, and he jumped right on it on the computer and found it. Andrew does a lot good for us, Joe.
He keeps us out of a lot of trouble, that's for sure. I forgot to introduce him tonight. I was with Ernie's calling in right, it kind of rattled me. So,
well, hey, since you got more clout than I do at the station, why don't you make sure Andrew gets a raise? How's that sound?
I am for that.
You are for that.
God bless his heart. And God bless all of you for tuning in and listening. I want to thank you for supporting this radio ministry all these years because I've been allowed to be a guest and I get to call in. And Joe, do you happen to have the address to where people can send some money to keep us on the air so you can still be on and I can sneak in every now and then?
Well, I should. I'll do it real quick because we just do a pledge week and we don't try and talk about money the rest of the time, but our address is WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, City of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. And Andrew, you have a tape, and I don't think it really needs any introduction, does it?
Not necessarily.
All right, let's play the tape.
And that's why they have a man that says he's a woman, who says he's an admiral, dressed up on TV saying, I want a relationship with your children. Because in all your children's genetic history, they've never run into a man saying they're a woman in a clown outfit saying they're an admiral. That's why at Drag Queen Storytime, it's weird-ass crazy outfits and purple hair and clown makeup. And they'll say in the parking lot, I'm here to groom the children. I need them because it's a cult.
Winter. Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mermaids and you touch the distant beaches.
So the world is waking up to the fact there is a plan to manipulate the biological future of our children and connect that to the corporate Disney New World Order UN combine. And now it's out in the open. They didn't want us to warn people about it while they were building it. But because we exposed it, because you exposed it, because so many people exposed it, they are now launching it full power out of desperation. Tavistock Institute, CIA, you name it. For TV viewers, you're going to have to look at this. For radio listeners, you're going to have to listen to it. But this is the facts of what's happening. Here's a photo of a school with elementary students being marched in to the sexual brainwashing that is taking place inside the facility. It's not about love. It's not about tolerance. It's about creating a sexual relationship. It's about creating a definitional moment with these children. Imagine if we saw like 5-6 kids marching in to their parents' house when they're little to talk about sex. You'd go, that's a weird place. But when it's them, oh, with the rainbow flag hanging above and a ritual, so you know what you're going into, this is truly satanic. To protect our children, we really do need to fire these teachers that are following this cult programming. This is a gang. This is a cult. That's what it is. And along with it, we see the signs up all over the country, stophavingkids.org, stop having children. If you can't kill a kid before it's born, well, just make it sterilize itself as transgender or be with the same sex. That's really the plan. This is the West one-child policy through social engineering. Hollywood Town, and how many times did I tell you this? Hundreds. Well, under the social credit score, if you're gay or don't have children, you get thousands of dollars a month from BlackRock. And now through the city of West Hollywood and all their subliminal images that are on screen right now, we'll get to that in a moment. You get thousands of dollars a month for free if you go sign up and identify what type of sex you have. I mean, the government now knows what type of sex you have. This is so fascistic. This is so evil. This is so sick. But they know Americans want to be open and free, so they push their whole revolution of coming after our children to screw them up and label them and lead their lives out of this. West Hollywood to give people basic income for free if they don't have children, if they're, quote, gay. Clown World. UK hospitals are now being encouraged to ask all men under 60 if they're pregnant before getting medical procedures. And the good news is the Disney stock is going straight down, ladies and gentlemen, as the world realizes that it's in their portfolio. MTG was getting criticized. Oh, we found a few thousand dollars of Disney stock in her portfolio. And she said, well, great, I'm taking it out of there. I didn't know it was there. Let us know. Let us think about what's in the portfolio. Let us get it out of there. We don't want to be part of Walt Pedo Co. Pedo Co. No longer Walt Disney Co. It's now Walt Rape Your Children Company. How many of their executives have been arrested raping children? How many of their workers? Hell, hundreds in the last month. And look at this. This is a real Disney image. They're famous for the subliminals, where Mickey and Minnie are having a dance, and Minnie's lower body is, of course, something else. 100% a penis. That's real certified Disney, ladies and gentlemen, assaulting your children. There's another transgender man who gave birth to his son, criticizes medical staff for calling him mother, and claims it's important to stop automatically linking pregnancy with being a woman. So you got some crazy woman with a beard that has a baby, and then it's a woman. I mean, it's all them training you. Oh, look at this mother just had a baby. They had a surrogate have a baby, but they say, oh, this man just gave birth. And the subtitle is, well, actually a woman did. So you've got the genders over here. You got female and male, and then you've got all the mental illnesses over here that this alien force is bringing down upon us. We'll get to the autism in children and more in a moment. But first, let's play a woman who's gone viral on Instagram and Twitter for letting her husband's father know, oh, this baby boy, she holds up like a trophy, he's going to be gay. He ain't going to like girls. He'll probably be he'll probably have his testicles cut off by the time he's 10. She just holds him up. Look, I'm with the establishment. He's gay. He's gay. He's gay. Here it is.
Baby is gay.
Okay.
Yeah, this is him. He's okay. Gay. I called up my dad and I said,
start it over. Back it up. I gay. And notice she's getting all thrilled, like it excites her, that she's sexualizing a child that isn't even 2 years old. But she sat there like it's a parrot and told it, you're gay. It doesn't even know what that means, but it knows its mommy told it that's what it's going to do. It's like I saw this lady aired on Friday. She goes, I've got 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds I take care of. They all want to be gay. No, their teacher's like, you are gay. They go, we are gay. I mean, literally, if a mother, well, I guess we have a mother right here, is telling their child this, they're sexualizing and they're mentally ill. But, oh, when it's the school, it's like, oh, it's so cute. I mean, these people are just demonic. Start over. It's hard to watch. Here it is.
Baby is gay. Yeah, this is him. He's gay. I called up my dad and I said, hey, guess what? Your grandson? Gay. Gay, gay, gay. My dad says, you can't just say that your baby is gay before he gets a chance to tell us he's gay. And I go, whoa. Straight people do it all the time. Little baby boy is born. Oh, he's going to be a heartbreaker. Little baby girl is born. Oh, you better lock her up when she turns 16. Clearly, people want their children to be straight. Well, my son is gay. Gay. Very gay.
Yeah, they like whales are straight and horses are and butterflies. It's all biology. These people are in a cult, ladies and gentlemen. But talk about clown world. Here is the transgender, the creepiest looking dude ever. Undersecretary of Health declared a role model for trans kids. This is Rachel Levine, a dude with a penis. Now in what looks like an admiral outfit, he got at a costume shop talking about how he's an admiral. So he's not just a woman, he's an admiral now. How about a genie? How about a Empire State Building? I mean, you're everything. This is mass mental illness they're teaching the public. Here it is.
How much do you see yourself in some ways, Admiral Levine, as a role model for trans kids, given that you are such a high-ranking official in the government?
Well, thank you so much. It is such an honor to serve in this position. It's an honor to have been nominated and then confirmed as the Assistant Secretary for Health, and then truly an honor to have taken the uniform of the United States Public Health Service Commissioned Corps as a four-star admiral. So I am truly privileged, and I am honored to serve as a role model for transgender individuals, but what I want to do is give back. The two ways that I can give back is, one, to be very vocal and advocate for the LGBTQI plus community, specifically transgender individuals, and to work on specific policies at HHS and throughout the administration that support diversity, equity, and inclusion.
So it wants a relationship with your children. It rubs the lotion on the skin. A creepy, scary looking dude. I mean, again, if you want to make a horror movie of somebody that kidnaps kids, keeps them in basements, you are casting admiral. And you heard admiral. I am a four-star admiral, commanding Marines, sailors in the field. It's an admiral. It's all about delusion, all about making you give up on being hardworking, give up on being a good person, and saying the whole world's insane, I give up. And then these people take over. We can't let them do it. This is a freak show. It's behavioral psychology. We're going to beat them. God's on our side.
Day after day, and he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head
sees the world spinning round. So I'm going to lay some heavy knowledge on you. You're all going to know it internally once you heard it. You tune in here not because you want to hear what you want to hear, but because you hear what you already know is true. You know why they dress up women like It the Clown and men like It the Clown and dress up women like men and men like women and try to target children? Because children epigenetically in their instincts know what's good and knows what's bad. And they've never seen something in their entire genetic history that this life, this body is only one manifestation of. They've never seen anything like that. And that's why they have a man that says he's a woman, who says he's an admiral, dressed up on TV saying, I want a relationship with your children. Because in all your children's genetic history, they've never run into a man saying they're a woman in a clown outfit saying they're an admiral. That's why at Drag Queen Storytime, it's weird-ass, crazy outfits and purple hair and clown makeup. And they'll say in the parking lot, I'm here to groom the children. I need them because it's a cult. And they took over the Boy Scouts, and they took over Penn State, and they took over the Catholic Church, and they took over everything. So you go, why are they so brazen? Why are they, like, you send your, you know, 9-year-old daughter to a summer camp, and then there's men saying they're women, full-grown men sleeping in the room with them. It's about power. It's about control of men's spaces and women's spaces and children's spaces, and it's their entire agenda. And I got more of these clips, but I just played you a clip earlier of a mother saying, oh, this baby's grandfather says you can't tell a one-year-old it's gay. I am. So, do you understand, folks? They're telling a child its identity is that it's going to have sex with the same sex. You wouldn't tell a one-year-old you're going to have sex with women. And look at the demonic look on her face. She thinks she's cool. She thinks she's part of the club. She thinks she's open. She thinks it's great. But what it does is bring in the transhumanism. The child is nothing but a captured sacrifice for her to show it off. Like she's captured the flag or the standard. Oh, really? All you wanted was gay marriage. Well, it didn't turn out that, huh? All you wanted was our children. This isn't about gay or any of that. It's about not having children. If you do have children, sterilizing them and screwing them up and using them as some trendy virtue signal you destroy. So here's clip 14. This is a transgender army soldier being celebrated as a hero. And then let's go to the next clip. Clip 20 is Psaki saying pregnant people, not women. And then 23 is the real agenda behind transhumanism. I'm going to air all these. I don't have time to get to the full clip of the real agenda behind transhumanism, but go ahead and play those first two clips.
You are an inspiration to many, right? You are breaking barriers. And it's important, though, for us, I think for everyone to understand kind of what motivates you, right? What keeps you, what inspires you, what keeps you motivated?
You know, what really keeps me motivated is the people that are going to come after us. Some people have called me a trailblazer in some of the things that I do, and that's something I really embrace. Because what that means is that it's not about me. It's about the fact that the road behind me is now paved, and the generation coming after us has an easier chance to make it to where I've made it, to make it where so many others have made it, but then they've got the time and the energy to go further. So if we can set the conditions where the folks after us get to do even greater things, I'm thrilled.
Absolutely. You know, so
beginning today, as many as 720,000 pregnant and postpartum people across the United States could be guaranteed Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program coverage. Beginning today, as many as 720,000 pregnant and postpartum people across the United States could be guaranteed Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program coverage.
Now, if you go back to that last dude, I can tell you, looking at it, he's a PSYOP officer, globalist, running serious ops. Because they know they're depopulating us, and they know they put chemicals in the water that are sterilizing almost everybody and also emasculating people. So they're going to tell men, hey, just because you got emasculated, don't get gene therapies, don't take hormones, you're really a woman. That's just a PSYOP. That guy's an officer in PSYOPs, you know, the Space Force. I mean, this is 100% clear. This is meant, again, to demoralize the human force, bring in the robots because they won't play all these games. I mean, attacking our biology, men and women, is the very core of taking us down. Let me show you some more of these. Again, you have Clown World Transgender Undersecretary of Health declares a role model for trans kids. The main mission is get to your children. That is a pervert missile, a grooming missile going right at them. I'm sick of all the jokes. I've worked my balls off to become a woman of the year. Look at this headline. Not a joke. Mother and son are becoming father and daughter. The mom is becoming a man. The girl's becoming. The mother's becoming. mother and son are becoming father and mother. The mother's becoming the father. The son's becoming the daughter. Because they're doing what's trendy. What's cool. And who taught the daughter how to do it? Oh, look. It's Tony Blair with the guy that runs sex dungeons and murdered children and satanic rituals on record. Jimmy Savile. What a nice group of people that came up with all of this. 50,000 signed petitions for Disney to rehire James Gunn for Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3 after he threw pedophile parties. Here's the Disney pedo stack. We already showed you some liminal images earlier, but for adults, you can go look this up for yourself. This is what Disney has been up to for a long, long time. The truth about the hidden sexual messages in Disney's movies. That's mainstream Australian news. news.com.au. And the reason they do it is that's stealing the future of someone. If you can do that, you've got a lot of power. Weinstein scandal exposes Disney for giving convicted pedophile access to kids as film director who'd rape little boys. That's who they are. Four Disney employees, retired judge among 108 arrested in human trafficking sting in Central Florida, including filming footage of young children being raped. Disney hired convicted child molester. Disney's employees among, again, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Candace Owens, God bless her, calls for boycott of pedophile Disney. Yeah, we're in a war against a pervert cult that took over the Catholic Church and everything else. Are we going to let them take us over? The answer is no. Our children are too much with your poison shots and all of your crap. We know who you are and we say no to you. Roger Stone's about to take over. Stay with us.
April 2022 just kicked off, and it's already been incredible. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Joe Biden, they, along with many other New World Order operatives, have gone on national television and announced that we are now under a world government. They have a summit taking place right now in Dubai titled World Government Summit, and they are announcing incredible tyranny. Everything we've talked about is now coming true. And the globalists want to take us off air. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars right now. In our 28 years, all InfoWars apparel is being sold at cost until the inventory is gone, and we're never going to print these t-shirts and ball caps and InfoWars flags again. We may have t-shirts and apparel in the future, but I don't even know. We are blowing out of everything to get emergency funds in right now. I'm firing the bat signal and asking you to get your t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com right now. They're at cost.
Andrew?
Well, here we are. Joe, I got a small article to read and then a song and then it's back to you.
All right.
Folks, you just heard this. Now, what I'm about to read to you real quick, this was given to me by Pastor Ernie Sanders. This is the August 2011 edition by Noah Hutchings. It's called Obama's Plan to Sodomize America, but I'm going to read you the two biggest paragraphs. Now, you know what's going on. Let this sink in, what they had planned some years ago back in the 80s and 90s, and they kicked it full steam when Barack Obama got into office. His mission was to go through all the schools of America and push this crap, LGBT, demon-possessed, perverted, mental ill lifestyles. Here's what they said they're going to do to us, folks. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your houses of Congress, wherever men are with men gathered together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our bidding. They will be recast in our image. They will come to crave and adore us. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed with engenders love between men. All homosexuals must stand together as brothers. We must be united artistically, philosophically, socially, politically, and financially. We will triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemies. If you dare cry faggot, fairy, queer at us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead puny bodies. There will be no compromises. We are not middle-class weaklings. Highly intelligent, we are the natural aristocrats of the human race, and steely-minded aristocrats never settle for less. Those who oppose us will be exiled. We shall raise vast private armies, as Mishnah did, to defeat you. We shall conquer the world because warriors inspired by the band together of homosexual love and honor are invincible, as were the ancient Greek soldiers. The family unit spawning ground of lies, betrayals, mediocrity, hypocrisy, and violence will be abolished. The family unit, which only dampens imaginations and curbs free will, must be eliminated. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. I will close with this, and then I've got a song for you. Yous are all demon-possessed. Hey, man, it's like this. Male, female, mother, father, man, woman, boy, girl, masculinity. Now, for all you women who have a husband, and you love your husband, and you women that are about to get married, I honor you. God honors you. This is one song. Now, remember, you homosexuals, you LGBTQ, you LGBTQIA, you LGBTQ, RETARDS has declared war on the God of the Bible, pastors, evangelists, and anyone who speaks out against us. You guys are sick, twisted, reprobated, perverted lifestyles. And here's one song that none of you lesbians can ever, ever sing.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and you'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Stand by your man, give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
Listen to What's Right, What's Left radio broadcast. Joe Larson sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders. My name is Dwayne Risco as a special guest. And Joe, they declared war on the God of the Bible, the LGBTQ, whatever the hell they want to put in, because they're going to hell unless they repent. But God gave them over to reprobate mind. And Joe, they declared war on us. They hate the God of the Bible. They hate preachers, pastors, and anybody who speaks out and tries to tell their own children, listen, don't become a homosexual. God made you male and female. Now they're passing laws. They want to put us in prison if we go against this conversion therapy. If you try, Joe, you as a pastor, if you sat down in someone's home and the parents called you over and said, hey, my son wants to become a female, and you try to convert them, they want to arrest you for that.
Well, the simple answer is we must obey God rather than men. You know, when you played that song, Coach, I kept thinking we should rewrite that. That song should be called Stand By Your God.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one for the great Ernie Sanders to sing.
Yeah, in fact, I was just going to say, you know, for almost 50 years,
yeah,
Pastor Ernie has been warning people, get your children out of the public school system.
Amen.
As I was trying to show, the whole history of the education in the world has been for government control, to get away from morality, to get away from God,
yeah,
and to foment a new world order, and it's a type of communist, socialist world. And I was just thinking, the Humanist Manifesto, John Dewey, the, quote, father of modern education, was a co-author, and he had basically about 10 planks in there, but I want to read one. Number four. One of the things I'm paraphrasing. There are no absolute rules to live by.
Sure.
No absolute rules. God is absolute, right?
Amen.
Now? Okay. Number five. All men, that means man, woman, children, should be exposed to diverse, realistic viewpoints, including profanity, immorality, perversions, as acceptable modes of self-expression.
An idiot.
Now you know where they got the idea of diversity, perversity.
Yeah.
This was the father of modern education. All these things, immorality, profanity, perversion, are acceptable modes of self-expression. All forms of sexual expression are acceptable. That's all forms, and he means all folks.
They're demon-possessed.
Yeah, and that's why they want this, why they teach diversity. We must be tolerant of others. What they're saying is we must be tolerant of sin. God tells us what? We are to hate sin. We are
to love
what God loves, hate what God hates, and God hates sin. He called sodomy an abomination.
Yep.
And, but I was thinking, what we haven't understood is how devious these people are.
How come they're not intolerant of us?
Well, that's because it's all Antichrist.
That's right.
All
yeah.
Antichrist. Now, there was back in 65. There was a special elementary and secondary school education act, and they put out what was called the Behavioral Science Teacher Education Program, a 584-page catalog called Pacesetters in Innovation. Now get this, 584 pages of behavior modification programs, not education, behavior modification. The intent was to create the new child of the future who would go in with the one world government and obey government. Now, some people thought this wasn't very good, so Congress came along, and there was a Education Provisions Act called the Prohibition Against Federal Control of Education. And it forbade the federal government from exercising direction, supervision, control over curriculum, programs of instruction, administration of personnel, schools, school system, over the selection of textbooks, and on and on and on. In other words, federal government had to stay out of education. It was supposed to be private. Now, this law is still valid, Coach.
Wasn't it supposed to be for each state independently?
No, this was for the nation.
Okay.
And it was in 1970.
Okay.
Congress realized that the government was very limited in education, so it passed this prohibition against federal control. And this law is still on the books, but yet government controls Department of Education. How could government control everything if there is a congressional law passed that it can't and is still on the books?
It's because we've been sold out by traitors in government and our FBI, DOJ, intel agencies. They sold us out.
Sort of. There's a dirty little secret. In this, they put a loophole. You know how that works, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, the loophole allows for federal funding of research and development.
Clever.
So at the time when I wrote this, there were 790 federally mandated programs and that these school systems had to comply with. So think about it, 790 R&D. In other words, they couldn't teach phonics because phonics was a proven thing.
So it's got research.
Right. So you could only give money for R&D, something that is an experiment. So ever since 1970, every bit of federal dollars to education goes to some new R&D experiment. In other words, America's children have been guinea pigs since 1970 because the government can't spend money teaching real math,
right?
Phonics, anything that was tried and true, proven. Some had to be some new research and development program on your children.
Well, how about if we wanted to know why frogs blink their eyes in biology? Can we add that to it and get it federally funded? This is insane. They've lost their minds.
Yeah. Even back in 2004, I found that there were 10,000 openly Marxist professors.
Oh, my God.
Thousands of humanist professors controlling the universities and colleges that produce the teachers and other professionals. So here we have been sending our most precious possession, our most precious gift, our children, and we have been sending them to these Marxist humanist professors to be, well, indoctrinated. And as I have said before, we have been letting the devil control education.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I thought tonight I wanted to do that history because that might help people understand it has been used all through history, the school, to control children. And if you control the children, you control the what, Coach?
Society.
And the future.
Yeah, this is another thing. You've talked about this before in the years, you and Ernie and them. Many a night you've talked about they're destroying America from within without firing a shot. Because remember, Ronald Reagan, you guys have stated over and over, we're one generation from collapsing.
Right. Only one generation away from losing our freedom.
Yeah.
There was especially being in the military, Sun Tao had a book called The Art, Sun Tzu, or however it's pronounced different ways, The Art of War. And he was a Chinese general, and his book is quite famous. It's a world-famous book, This Art of War. And one of the things he said was, supreme excellence consists of breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. What have they done to the American people?
Oh, my God,
they've
fear.
They've broken the resistance without a fight.
Yeah.
Then he says, now, we've heard this phrase, politics is war by other means, right?
Right.
Well, the general says, all warfare is based on deception.
That's not true.
Warfare is based on deception. So if politics is war by other means, it means politics is war by deception.
And Joe, you being in the military, I always wanted to know this because this has really boiled my water. When the United States is supposed to be one of the most powerfulest nations militarily-wise, when we get into wars, why do our leaders put rules of engagement on our guys in the combat field? Why?
Well, their rules of engagement are good to a point because they keep soldiers. There are certain rules that protect the innocent and things. But like over the last war, I was talking to some soldiers who were over in the Middle East, and they said there were more attorneys running around and there were combat soldiers.
It was a joke,
but you had to go through attorneys to had approved this shoot, this rocket, this, you know, it was crazy. But the last thing I wanted to read, the supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting. Supreme art of war to subdue the enemy. The Christians are the enemy.
Yes.
The supreme art of war, politics is war by other means, is to subdue us without our fighting, our giving in, our going along, because we have been trained.
Take our will to fight away?
Yeah, and we've come to believe, listen, like Fauci, you've got to listen to the science.
Right? Yeah, fear.
Gotta believe the science, not God.
No.
Got to believe the science.
Without questioning it.
Got to believe the elite educational system, the teachers union, right?
Yeah.
Not God. And I remember back, you remember John Dewey was a humanist, wrote the Humanist Manifesto. One of his lackeys said in 1983, the battle for mankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom.
Amen. Yeah.
The classroom must and will become the arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity and the new faith of humanism. Humanism is anti-Christ.
Yep.
And it is void of morals and whatever. And
you're your own God.
We're children of God. We are to what?
Fear God and obey Him.
Comes. We are to run to the battle. We are to fight the good fight of faith. And people, they've made the public fool system the heart and soul and center of the community. But that school system is taking your children away from you, destroying your children, destroying their faith, turning them into, well, you heard some of this with the sexual transformation,
yeah.
All the new LGBTQIA, all these different forms of whatever.
R-E-T-A-R-D.
Yeah, whatever. I can't keep them all straight. But we do know that children were made, God tells us what, they were made in His image. In the image of God, He made them, male and female, in God's image. And when we go messing with what God created, God is perfection, isn't He, Coach?
Absolutely. He doesn't make no mistake, never made a mistake in His life. In His I shouldn't say, in His total existence, God has never, ever, 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 ever made a mistake.
Well, He can't, because whatever He wills happens.
He spoke the creation into existence. He spoke the heaven, the earth, the moon, the stars. He spoke it. He had such power, such authority that we can't wrap our minds around. People, He spoke, and things came right out of the air.
And it happened exactly how and when and where He commanded.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to go back in history a little bit. You see, the enemy has always told us what they're going to do. The Fabian Socialists warned us. The Cultural Marxists warned us. All these groups, even you read part of the homosexual, the guy that wrote the Human Homosexual Manifesto.
Yeah, Michael Swift.
And, you know, the first plank of the Sodomite Manifesto is free and unfettered abortions. Well, Sodomites don't really have to worry, but they made that the first plank of their manifesto. And we go back. God has been telling us, warning us over and over and over. In fact, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania back in 1815 defined something, the battleground of America. Morality is defined as a condition of conforming with the right principles. Those were godly principles. Mm-hmm. It pits right against wrong. To legislate means to make law.
Right.
Law imposes rules of conduct and enforces them with authority. What law has ever been enacted by any government in the history of man that has not named something wrong and its opposite right? So every law establishes and legislates morality, and our whole system of law was based on the Ten Commandments of God and the teaching of the New Testament.
Correct.
Okay, now, here's what they said. I just read part of it. What today's critics are saying, this is 1815, folks. We don't want God to have anything to do with today's morality. We want to determine what is right and wrong without God.
Hmm.
America, the court said, has become the battleground between the world's two oldest religions. The first religion to appear in the history of mankind worships God. The second worships man. In America, the first religion is expressed by Christianity. The second by humanism. It is not a question of whether morality can or should be legislated. It is only a question of which religious guidelines will undergird the legislation. Religious guidelines that deify God or religious guidelines that deify man? We had some people back in 1815 who understood the cultural war, who understood Satan, the enemy, and knew this was going to be a battle over morality, and the court made it as clear as possible. Our laws will be based on one of these two religions. It will either be the religion of God, or it will be the religion of man, which is Satan, the religion of Satan.
We got 3 minutes left, Joe.
Do you? Would you like to give an invitation tonight?
Yes, I would. Thank you so much.
Good invitation.
Folks, every one of us, I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care where you were born. I don't care if you can read, write. It makes no difference. I don't care how you look or if you're dying right now. Whatever condition you're in, or think about this. We were created. God created us. We're going to stand before our Creator one day, and we're going to give account for every sin that we ever committed. Now, there's no way we could stand before a holy God and plead our case. But God the Father sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, in the form of God inside a body, and His name was Jesus. He came to earth. God left His throne. He lived a perfect life on this earth without ever sinning. He willingly came to die so that we could have eternal life through Him and His forgiving of sins. And He accomplished that by never sinning in His 33 years. Then, when the time came, He willfully let the women, soldiers whip Him with a cat of nine tails to where the blood splattered all over. His bone showed, but not one was broken. He willingly laid His hands down on a cross and took spikes in His hands and His ankles. He shed His blood. The Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. It was God's own blood that He shed to wash our sins away. And the death penalty, our sin calls for a death penalty. And Jesus went to that cross willingly in your place, in my place, and He died upon that cross to pay for our sin death. And 3 days later, He bodily arose from the grave. That's the gospel according to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 6. If you, I don't care who you are, can say, Lord, I'm a sinner. God, forgive me, save me. I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. Would you save me? The Bible made it perfectly clear. The Holy Spirit comes and He seals you until the day of redemption. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Get your King James Bible. Get in a good Bible-believing church. And from this day forward, your sins are past, present, and future, gone, never to be remembered again. You will have eternal life. Joe, that's for everybody. We got less than a minute. Take it away. Thank you, people, for listening. And Joe, thanks for having me tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We'll have to do this again sometime. We'll just send Ernie out on some more speaking engagements. But, folks, we just want to thank you for listening in tonight. And just remember, we are here to be watchmen on the wall, to give you warning. Out of total love and respect for our boss, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we get ready to close each and every night, we've always finished with a call to repentance, a call to salvation. And we end with these words. We want to say good night. We want to believe, say God, may God bless you and truly, truly bless you.
Yes.
And
remember,
keep fighting.
The fight. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.